We've all heard of stories of amazing horses who achieved success against all odds. Take Seabiscuit as an example. He lost his first 17 races. In fact, he was described as laid back, lazy, and lethargic. He was only 15 hands tall and had short legs with knobby, crooked knees. Does that sound like a famous racehorse to you? And yet, Seabiscuit was the top money-winning racehorse in the 1930s, even setting a record. The physical nature and training of a horse is just one component of success. There is also a mental component that has a big impact. Great horse people understand that they must meet both the physical and mental needs of a horse in order for them to reach their full potential. Seabiscuit's trainer, Tom Smith, took the time to figure out these mental needs for Seabiscuit, which ultimately led him to a famous and memorable racing career. While the physical requirements of the top equine athletes are much better understood, information about the mental aspect remains vague and mysterious at best. Join me, Caitlin Hendry, as I meet with trainers, riders, and grooms to dive deep inside the equine minds of the most successful horses in various disciplines. My new podcast, Inside Equine Minds, takes you behind the scenes from the horse's perspective to learn about how they are trained and managed in a way that strengthens their mental game and fuels their success.